Yes, once again, welcome to the dark. This is Scott Swenson, and you are listening to A Scott in the Dark. And, gosh, I have had such an incredible extended weekend that it has inspired me to do this particular show. What we're going to talk about in this particular episode is trade shows and seminars and symposiums and whatever other cons, posiums, menars there are to talk about. Mainly because these past 4 days I've actually been in California, which is a long trek for a Florida boy, let me tell you. It's also strange because it also changes time zone, and you're 3 hours off, and you know it's almost like you take off in a plane, and if you're flying nonstop, you get there before you left. It's really confusing, but totally worth it. This past weekend, I was lucky enough to be one of the keynote speakers at the Haunt Journal Magazine's Leadership Symposium. Sponsored by, obviously, Haunt Journal Magazine and Gantam Lighting, hosted very, very, very graciously by the incredibly gifted and wonderful people at Knott's Berry Farm. That was an amazing experience, and I can go into a little bit more detail about that, but I just wanted to say thank you specifically to Philip Hernandez for reaching out to me and asking me to do it, and to everybody involved in putting it all together. And Philip is the only name I'm going to mention, because if I mention anybody else, I'll leave somebody out. But Philip was my direct point of contact, so I will let him thank everybody on his end, and I actually could thank a whole bunch of people, but it was just a great, wonderful experience, a great meeting of the minds, and I got to sit on a panel with a lot of my heroes, and you know, I could play name dropper here, but I won't, because that would just be kind of snotty. Oh, that's not true. That wouldn't be snotty. They were just incredible people, and people that you've probably heard, you know, Ricky Briganti and Margie Kerr, and it was just one person after another. The team from Knott's was there. A phenomenal panel, and it was attended, very well attended, and had a whole bunch of people there who afterwards we got to chat as well. So that particular symposium, in conjunction with another show that I went to while I was out there, which was Midsummer Scream, and that was a completely different kind of show, but so very much fun. It was just a blast, and I would like to thank Jeremy Grunert for putting me in touch with that show and all the people who put that show together. It's their second year, and from what I understand, they were very successful this year, and so it looks like, I mean, there's nothing official, but it looks like it should keep going. It was probably one of the best amalgams of haunt and horror fans and haunt industry folks. There was something for everybody, and it was just a blast. That was in Long Beach, the Long Beach Convention Center, and so that was a hoot. So anyway, I have been at I guess you could call Midsummer Scream a con. I think they call it a Halloween festival or a celebration of Halloween in July, which, you know, of course, who's not going to go to that? I'm going to be there. And the cool thing about bringing in the haunt fans and the haunters or the haunt industry and creating a show that appeals to both of them or pretty much everything haunt is that, you know, what haunters weren't at one time or still are haunt fans? You know, I mean, we were all fanboys and fangirls at one time or another. And I think it's really important to kind of bring those two sides together. And honestly, I'm still kind of a fanboy when it comes to certain folks, you know. Even people that I've worked with, I'm kind of like, oh, I get to work with you again, yay! Because I'm kind of a geek that way. Okay, not kind of. I'm definitely a geek that way. But it was a very interesting show, because not only did it have haunt vendors, it had classes and symposiums, it had presentations by everything from the Knott's Berry Farm, or Not Scary Farm team, Halloween Haunt team. They did a whole thing on the history of that, which was fascinating. There was a group there doing radio drama based on the old Tales from the Crypt comic books, which was, again, super cool. I just got to see a bunch of things that I had never seen before. And being on the opposite side of the country from, you know, from Florida, where I'm based, it was nice to see what was happening at that end of the country, you know, in that time zone. Another very interesting show that I would strongly recommend if you are really twisted and over the age of 18 and not easily offended, because it pushes all the buttons and all the bars. And that was a show called Urban Death, which I had never experienced before. But it's Zombie Joe's Underground Theater Group does it, and it was one of the most twisted and weird things I've ever seen. Some people didn't care for it at all because it was just so odd, but I loved every minute of it. And I, as I walked out, I said, well, gosh, it's kind of like Mumenschanz from hell, because it's a bunch of these short little vignettes, and sometimes they're monsterish puppet creations, and sometimes there's full frontal nudity involved, and sometimes, I mean, it was just pushing the realm. So it was pretty much everything from cute carved pumpkins to a guy doing something inappropriate to a cute carved pumpkin. And we'll just leave it at that. But it was, there was something for, and on the super cute end, they had a whole cat adoption area, which were kitty cats roaming through a cemetery, which I thought was adorable. And from what I understand, they were quite successful in finding homes for those kitties. So it was really something for everyone. Another element to that show that was kind of fun is the fact that they actually had different haunts set up a 2 or 3 room sample of their haunt or their haunted experience. And they did it in what was called the Hall of Shadows. And your guest had an opportunity to get in line and go through that and experience just sort of a sample or a taster of what these haunts had to offer. And boy, was that inspiring. That was very cool. Gosh, I'm talking a lot about Midsummer, aren't I? Okay, well, I should probably talk a little bit more about the leadership seminar then, just to give equal time. So that one was really cool on a completely different level, because it had this panel of people who have a ton of experience, and the whole theme of it was innovation in immersive theater or immersive techniques. And there were people there representing, as I said, Knott's Berry Farm, people representing the Queen Mary. I was there representing the Vault of Souls and my work with Hallow Scream many years ago at Busch Gardens. There were people there who had worked at Netherworld, people there who had worked at Eastern State Penitentiary, and then, you know, Ricky Briganti, who's pretty much been to every single haunt there is in the world, and he was there to talk about Shadows Fall and the Republic, and so it was just this massive group of people, and we all talked for about 20 minutes. It was sort of like TED Talks for haunters. And then we had lunch, and then there was a question and answer, which was moderated by my friend Leonard Pickle, and the entrepreneur himself, Mr. Leonard Pickle. And he acted as a phenomenal moderator to sort of field the questions from the crowd. And then after that, we got to play in Knott's Berry Farm, which was a blast. And then after that, we got to tour one of their revamped mazes with full actors. So that's no small task in the middle of July to put together a fully operational haunt with actors and costume and makeup, etc. So it's one of those things that it was well worth the time. And of course, while I was out there, I took a little bit of a vacation day in between and went to Disneyland. Yep, I'm that kind of guy. So anyway, I've talked for 10 minutes and we haven't even talked really about the topic itself, but I wanted to give you some background. If you have a chance to experience either of those particular shows, I would highly recommend it. Like I said, Midsummer Scream is one of those shows that is for either the haunter or the haunt fan, or the haunter who is a haunt fan, and the Haunt Journal magazine's leadership symposium is for haunters. I mean, I strongly, if you are in the haunt industry or are thinking about it or would like to be, it was a great place to get a bunch of information. And they have announced that it will be back next year. It will be in July sometime. And the theme that was announced was first impressions. So this year was about immersive theater and the immersive qualities that you can bring to haunts. And next year is about making first impressions. So I am very excited, and hopefully I'll be asked to be part of that again next year. Very exciting. All right. So thank you to both of those events for inspiring me to do this particular show. Now, I don't know. I'm guessing almost everybody who's listening has been to, or at least thought about going to, one or another of the various and sundry trade shows that are around the country. I mean, everything from the Trans World Show in St. Louis to HauntCon to Midwest Haunters to, I'm going to miss some of these, Chicago Frights to, there's just a bunch of, Scare LA, which is also going on, actually maybe going on as I speak. Unfortunately, I had to come back here, so I couldn't stay for that one. Spooky Empire. I mean, there's a bunch of different haunt-based shows. And, you know, if you haven't gone to one, you're probably asking, well, why should I go? Because, you know, it is an investment of both time and money. And so I think the first question is, why should you go? And I think the most important reason, or at least for me, is I like to go and meet people. Now, having been in the haunt industry for years, I'm lucky enough to know quite a few people, and I get to see them again and hang out with them and go to dinner with them. And as I did with Leonard and his wife Jeannie and Kyle and Tater, we went to an escape room that night as well, and then had dinner the following night. So it's great to just hang out with friends, which is really, really neat. So meeting people is probably the most important reason. It's a great networking opportunity. It's a chance to meet folks that you may only be friends with on Facebook. It's a chance to meet the folks who do, you know, podcasts like myself or Badger or any of the other folks. They're usually there making some sort of appearance. It's just kind of cool to meet those folks and hang out with them. It's also kind of a great way to share ideas. I mean, I've been going to the Trans World Show for probably 20 years now. I used to go when it was in Chicago, and then I went when it was in Vegas. And the thing about that particular show is not only do you get to go out on this massive trade show floor, which is just, it's like a candy store for every haunter. But probably more important than that to me is the camaraderie of sitting around before or after the show or at one of the sponsored events and talking with people and sharing ideas. You know, back in the day in Chicago, everyone would sit in the lobby of the Holiday Inn because that's where most of the haunters were staying. And we'd all just sit around and grab a beer and talk about things. And you'd see all kinds of monsters and creatures walk through this lobby because it was, like I said, right next to the convention center, and it was affordable, so almost everybody was staying there. But just by sitting in that bullpen, you could sit there and chat. And there was one night that it was the team from Universal Studios in Florida, Halloween Horror Nights, and I was with Busch Gardens still at the time, so it was the Hollow Scream team. The folks from Lowry Park Zoo here in Tampa were there, and then a couple of other vendors, and we were just sitting and coming up with some of the coolest ideas. It is the best brainstorming place in the world to just sit around and hang out and come up with, you know, what's going to happen next in the haunt industry, and probably more specifically, what's going to happen next in your haunt. And people are most of the folks in the haunt industry are very willing to chat and share ideas. And if they're not, they should be. So another thing that happens when you go to these kinds of haunts is you become inspired by seeing what other people are doing. You know, I mentioned Midsummer Scream actually had haunts set up or parts of haunts set up in their Hall of Shadows. In other in other haunts, there is a tour that happens either before or after to go and see any of the local haunts that are in the area. I know, for example, that the next HauntCon has been announced, which will be in January, and that will be in New Orleans. So I'm sure that there's going to be various and sundry off-site tours where we'll hop on a bus and go see other folks' haunts. Folks's? Wow, I still haven't adjusted to the shift in time yet, have I? I don't know. I'm jet-lagged? I don't know. Anyway, we'll be able to see the other local haunts in New Orleans, I'm sure, and I strongly recommend doing that because by seeing other people's work, it can either reinforce what you're doing or give you ideas on how you can expand. And you've heard me say before, I don't believe that there is such a thing as stealing in the haunt industry. If you are inspired by someone else, you know, and you can do it as well or better or in a different way, do it. Do it. There are no new ideas. There are no new ideas, just different ways to put the existing ones together. So go out and get as much inspiration as you can by seeing other people's haunted attractions. The other thing, of course, is you get to see new products in the haunt industry first. And you get to touch them. So it's not just seeing them on a website. You get to hold them and ask the vendor questions about them. And in many, many, many cases, I found that if you talk to the vendor, they will actually be able to adapt them for your specific needs. You know, things like, can you paint this mask with UV? Can you take the blood off of this particular prop because we're doing a kid-friendly event? Or can you add more blood to it because we're nowhere near kid-friendly? We want to be kid oppositional, I guess. I don't know. We want to scare kids away. So there's all those kinds of things that you, when you get to talk to the vendor themselves, quite often you will find that if they make their own stuff, they'll be more than happy to customize it just a little bit for you. There may be an additional fee, obviously, but sometimes there isn't. Sometimes it's just, oh yeah, well, we won't put the blood on. That doesn't cost them anything more. You know, they're already making it for you. And if you do have something that they don't offer, you can talk to them and say, hey, can you build this? I want a rhinoceros ghost. Can you build a rhinoceros ghost for me? If anybody does actually build a rhinoceros ghost, I would like to see it. Please send me a picture of that. You can send it to ascottinthedark@gmail.com, or you can visit the website, ascottinthedark.com, or find me on Facebook. Just search A Scott in the Dark and send me a picture of the rhinoceros ghost. So when you go to these shows, what should you plan to do? You know, everybody's like, well, I'd go, but I just don't know quite what I'm going to be doing and what I should prepare for, how I should mentally or sometimes even physically prepare. And each show has its own personality. Some shows are much more party heavy than others. And some are much more focused on classroom and practicum and, you know, make and takes and that kind of thing. So you know, decide which show you want to go to so you can understand a little bit better. But pretty much at all the shows, the first and foremost thing that you're going to want to do is network. So since you are going to want to chat with anyone and everyone, make sure that you have some form of business card. Now, I realize business cards are probably going by the wayside. Eventually, we'll just be able to shake hands, and all of a sudden, people's contact information will somehow electronically go into our devices, if the technology isn't there already. I don't know. But make sure that you have, until that time comes, make sure that you have some business cards, something that will share who you are and your contact information. And it's interesting to me how so many people have these really cool and elaborate business cards to make people remember them. And I think that's interesting. I think it's cool. I don't necessarily think you have to do it. If you go to Vistaprint, go online, go to Vistaprint.com. Again, do not work for them. Do not get any kickback from it. But go there, check it out. Cheap way to get business cards printed. I think Zazzle.com does business cards as well. You can find online places to do really cheap business cards that look pretty cool if you have a fun design. You can basically just put the logo of your haunt or of your vendor firm or of your design firm and just slap it up there. Now, if you are a vendor, you know, I'm not really focusing on a whole lot on why vendors should go to shows, but I think that a lot of the stuff that we're talking about here will apply to vendors as well, and they'll be able to extrapolate that information saying, well, gosh, are these the people that I want to be in front of? You know, I realize that for a vendor, it does cost some additional money to rent the space and transport your merchandise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And some shows you can sell at to get that money back, and some still, I think there's still a couple that don't allow you to actually sell on the trade show floor. But what better way to take orders? You know, and it opens you up to perhaps people that you've not had business contacts with before. So network, 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 network. I also mentioned be prepared to share your ideas. If you've got something halfway planned, you know, I know people are going to say, well, Scott, you don't want to share that yet because you haven't done it. But you can be vague enough that nobody's going to steal it before you get out there. And besides, chances are good you're going to be talking to people who aren't even in your market. So be prepared to share some of your ideas and people will add to them for you. It's sort of like having a very knowledgeable brainstorming team. Or ask them, you know, have you guys ever tried anything with exploding tarot cards? Once again, if you have tried anything with exploding tarot cards, please send me a picture because I would like to see that. So far, if you're keeping a list, it's Rhinoceros Ghost and exploding tarot cards. So, but share those ideas and people will go, that's a great idea, or we tried it, but, you know, we put too much gasoline in them and they caught the guests on fire or something like that. So they will tell you what has worked for them and what hasn't. And so that's one of those things that it's just a great way to test out new ideas and share them. And hopefully in most of my experience, people have said, oh, that's neat. And we tried this and this could work. And have you thought about adding this to it? And because everybody likes to plan haunts, even if it's not their own. When you get there, you know, I keep saying it's all about meeting people. Be prepared to reach out to folks you don't know. I'm kind of bad at this because I've got so many great friends that I only get a chance to see when I'm at these cons, or these seminars, or these trade shows, or these festivals. And so I don't do as much reaching out as I probably should. But I need to kind of kick myself in the pants every now and then and remind myself, you know what, you should go say hi to somebody you don't know and find out who they are and what they do. And don't do it with the thought of, oh, I'm going to get work from this person. No, do it from the thought of, here's somebody who is like-minded, who cares about the haunt industry the way that I do, or they wouldn't be here. So they may become a business associate, they may become a client, they may become a vendor for you, they may just become a friend. It doesn't really matter. All of those things are positive. So reach out to folks that you don't know. Sit down at a table, not necessarily with just your friends. Or pick one of your friends and say, hey, let's go sit at that table and introduce ourselves and start talking with them. It is super easy to do it at most of the shows out there, most of the festivals and events out there. Be prepared to take tons of photos, but only take photos of things you're allowed to photograph. Different shows, different festivals, different cons have different rules about what you can take pictures of. I always recommend if you're on a trade show floor, ask the vendor before you take a photograph. If you're visiting a haunt, chances are good they will not want you to take pictures inside, but take plenty of pictures outside. At all of the festivals and parties and in the lobby, take as many pictures as you possibly can and share them on social media. Because not everybody gets to go to every show. I had people this entire weekend saying, hey, did you see this? Or, hey, what does this look like? And I was able to post things from different shows or different parts of different shows to let people know, here's what's going on, and to hopefully inspire them to attend in person next year, which would be very cool. Now, if you're going to do that, one of the things that I have found absolutely essential, and I think it's because I have an old phone, but take an extra battery pack. Always have one of those recharger battery packs. I actually got one by going as a VIP to Transworld a couple years ago. I don't think they do it anymore, but they did one year. And it says Transworld on the side, and it's bright orange, so I know I won't get it confused with anybody else's. But recharge your phone every night and recharge that battery pack, because when you're on the trade show floor, you will run out of battery. Like, for example, at Midsummer Scream, I left my hotel room at, gosh, what time? About 9:30, had breakfast, did not get back there until about 11:30 at night. No, it was about 1 o'clock. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning the following day. So, obviously, I needed to recharge my phone at some point in time if I was going to continue to document everything and to share it whenever I could. So, take that extra phone charger battery. Attend parties. Almost every convention event has some sort of sponsored party. And if you don't know anyone and you're afraid, gosh, you know, I'll just sit there and it'll just be me and my business partner or me and my girlfriend or whatever, go out to a party. Go to one of the sponsored parties. They're usually masquerade parties, which makes them even more fun. And hang out. Get to know people. It's, like I said, networking. But there's things set up so that it makes that easier. So go to those parties. Some of them cost money. Some of them are free. It just depends on the party and the show. So if you have the opportunity, go to them, enjoy them, and have fun. Bring a little bit of extra cash or have a credit card with you that you know still has some room on it, because I promise you, you will want to buy something while you are on that trade show floor. Now, I've known some companies that will go to the bigger trade shows, like the Trans World Show, the one in, well, this was back in Chicago, but I think they did it in St. Louis as well, and they would have a spreadsheet with their entire budget, they would have all of their creative done, and they would buy everything for their event at that trade show. Every single thing. You have to plan ahead. You have to be ready to go before you get there. But which is also probably a good piece of advice. You know, have some idea as to what your theme is going to be, or what you want to add, or what didn't work that you want to replace before you go to the show. Because that way, when you see it on the trade show floor, if they have a large vendor floor, when you see it on the trade show floor, you'll go, "Ooh, I want that, and I'm going to buy it." And usually, that's when you will get the best deals. Almost every vendor, not every vendor, a lot of vendors. I don't want to commit every single vendor. A lot of vendors at the larger trade shows will offer a show deal or a show discount of some sort. And you can also, you know, sit there and negotiate with them too. You can discuss perhaps a reduction in shipping, or maybe a reduction if you buy more than one of an item. But you can take advantage of show specials as well. So if you have your idea in mind as to kind of sort of what you're looking for, the trade show floor can be a great place to make those purchases. Now, you can also go with an open mind and use what's available on the trade show floor as inspiration. It can work both ways, but you'll get the best pricing deal, from my experience, if you're able to purchase or place your order while you're at the show itself, while you're on the show floor. Couple things that are practical. Be ready to wait in line. The lines to get into these things, it's like going to a rock concert. Because most venues like to do some sort of security, whether it is bag search or... I've been to a couple where you actually go through metal detectors. But just be prepared to wait in line. Be patient. Another great opportunity to network. Another great way to chat with folks waiting in line, meeting your new friends. But just be prepared for that, because that is going to happen. And the other thing that I always like to remind people is, after you've been to these trade shows, sort through the business cards that you have, because you'll have a stack of them and it'll look like a deck of playing cards. Sort through the business cards and put them into your contacts. If you have one of those fancy schmancy apps on your phone where you can take a picture of their business card and it automatically puts it into your contacts, use it, because these are the kinds of people you want to have quick access to. You just want to be able to contact them right away if you need them, because you just never know when those kinds of needs are going to pop up. And if there's somebody that you really liked or had a good chat with, go ahead and send them an email. Find them on Facebook. I've found tons of Facebook friends through meeting them at shows. tons and tons of Facebook friends by meeting them at shows. So go ahead and they're the people who are going to look at the photos you post of the next show and say, oh, that looks like so much fun. I wish I could be there with you. And then the following year, they will be. So, remain in contact. Save those contact numbers. I have yet to put all of my business cards into my contacts right now, so I hopefully haven't lost any. I had to go back to the vault of souls today for a meeting, so I didn't get a chance to unpack everything quite the way I wanted to. So now it's just kind of sitting in a pile on my desk here, and so hopefully I'll be able to get all that sorted through. So I guess the next thing people usually ask is, well, is it worth it? Is it worth it to go and spend all that time? And I think there's really only one answer to that. Yes, it's completely worth it. It is so much fun, number one, because, again, you're surrounded by a bunch of like-minded people. And at haunt conventions, and certain conventions, like I say, are much more party conventions. They're hey, let's go have a good time, and let's you know, bring lots of alcohol, let's find a place with lots of alcohol, let's see who has moonshine, let's get together and party. There are parties that happen in hotel rooms and various and sundry suites, and it's. But I'll let you decide which of those parties are which. And if you don't know, ask the folks that go to the various and sundry conventions as to which ones are the party conventions. Because I don't want to create a stigma for any of the events out there. But you know who you are. So, it's because it is so worth it. Not only is it fun, but it's also, for all of the reasons I've already talked about, really important to the development and the ongoing growth of your haunt, or your understanding of the haunt industry. Make it a part of your haunt budget. Go ahead and put it in either the marketing budget or the research and development budget or whatever line item you can squeak out some extra money and put it to. That way, you don't have to worry when you get close to it to say, gosh, I don't know whether I can make it or not. Just go ahead and budget it and book early. Budget it and book early if you can. Most cons, most conventions, festivals, events will have partner hotels that will give better deals. For example, at Midsummer Scream, it was the Hyatt, and I booked early, so I was able to actually get one of the rooms that was at the reduced rate, and I had a lovely room within easy walking distance, so I didn't have to worry about parking. In fact, I didn't even rent a car this time. I Ubered everywhere, and it saved me from trying to find parking, which is a little challenging at the Long Beach Convention Center. But it saved me from parking issues. And I, like I said, I had a beautiful room. I was overlooking the water and the park in Long Beach. It was glorious. It was very nice. So take advantage of those kinds of things too. When the festivals and the events offer those kinds of hotel deals, they're not necessarily packages, but hotel deals. Or just schedule it around a vacation. If you're planning on taking an annual vacation, go ahead and make 2 days of it Transworld, or 2 days of it HauntCon, or 2 days of it Midsummer Scream, or Scare LA, or Spooky Empire, or any of the other haunts, haunt conventions. Now, I have had people say, oh, yeah, my wife and kids would kill me, because they wouldn't be interested in this at all. So I do understand that. But you know, if you're going someplace cool for a convention, there's always other cool things to do there. So for one day, just one day even, send those parties not interested off on their own. Let them go play. And then get them something cool at the trade show floor so that you can slowly lure them to the dark side. So they too will be listeners to A Scott in the Dark. But I think it is so worth it. I mean, for me, I actually make it a part of my budgeted expenses for my business. Because I think it is essential for me to be at these places, to continue to be on the cutting edge and to meet new potential clients and to, you know, share my ideas. because one of the things I'm so I'm it, what, one of the things that is so important to me is to continue to keep the haunt industry growing and coming up with new ideas and not stagnating. And because of my affiliations with these things, I can constantly come back and say, "Ooh, I saw something I'd never seen before," or "I had a great idea while I was having coffee with so and so." Yeah, I've met people from all over the world at these conventions, and it's completely worth it. So find the money. And I know there are people out there who are saying, "I can't pay my rent, so how can I fly to California for a convention?" Maybe you can't do that, but there are local gatherings of haunters. I know there are here in Florida, and a lot of times they're gathering for make and takes. So they will come together and make a prop together and talk about ideas and then go home. So check out and see what's around you locally, and start with those. And then maybe someday down the road, you know, save up those pennies, and go to one of the larger cons in a little further away, and then a little further away, and a little further away than that. Some of them actually bounce around from area to area. You know, I mentioned HauntCon, for example. That's coming up in New Orleans. It's not always in New Orleans. It's been everywhere, everywhere from Orlando to Nashville to Birmingham to. It's been all over the place. So those kinds of conventions, you can kind of keep an eye out for when are they coming to a city near you. And you know, I would say if you don't have one coming to a city near you, go ahead and start one. Only do that if you have a ton of extra time, because they are a huge amount of work, and there's a lot that goes into them. I've never hosted one myself, but I have tons of friends who have, and I don't think I would have the patience to do it. Plus, it is a bit of a financial risk because you do have to put a lot of money up front. But hey, if you're passionate about it, do it, and call me, and I will come, and we will have a great time at whatever your convention is. Boy, did I just open myself up there, didn't I? Yeah. Well, I will do everything I can to come if I can. So with all of the events, with all of the cons, with all of the shows out there, what are the best shows to go to? I have no idea how to answer that question, because each one of us are going to want to get something different from a show. If you are on the fan side, there are shows that are far more focused on the different horror brands out there, and people signing autographs, and great artists creating beautiful work. In fact, at one of the shows not long ago, I was at the where was it? Was it the Escape Room show? I can't remember which show it was. I was at some show, and I got these three beautiful hand-drawn charcoal pieces of artwork, all of Edgar Allan Poe. One is of Poe, one is of the Raven, and one is of the Black Cat. And I have them framed on my wall. So, you know, you're going to find that kind of stuff that you just like. And those are much more of the haunt fan kinds of shows, or horror fan kinds of shows. There are shows that are not necessarily even haunt related that might benefit you. Some of the, like, MegaCon, DragonCon, some of the sci-fi conventions, some of the gory horror film conventions. Even those, I think, would be worthwhile for certain people. Then, of course, there are the shows that focus more on the professional haunter or the home haunter. And, you know, I have to say that the Trans World Show is by far the quintessential Jimungo Mac Daddy of that kind of show. Does anybody say Mac Daddy anymore? I just did. But anyway, that's the one where you will find pretty much everything you can imagine. And it is focused primarily on the professional, or on the haunter, not the haunt fan. Not to say that there's not plenty there for the haunt fan as well, because it's just amazing. Just an amazing show. So you just have to do a little bit of research and decide what it is that you're looking for and what is going to benefit you most. Where are you personally going to get the most bang for your buck? So, gosh, that's... I'm sure that there are a ton of shows that I have not mentioned, and I apologize. It is not because I'm trying to snub anyone. It is because in my jet-lagged state, I don't necessarily remember the certain shows. So, but again, keep an eye out for the shows that are going to interest you. Get online, do some research, talk to friends who've been to different shows, see how much fun they've had, and make sure that they that you know you can plan maybe plan a road trip together. I know people who go to almost every single one of these shows, and they will all pile in a van, and you know, a bunch, like 10 haunters in a van, or what some people call a break room. So you have 10 haunters in a van driving to wherever these places. The journey can be even more fun than the actual event itself. But make sure it's not so much fun that you don't remember why you got there or why you went there, and hopefully remember some of the stuff that you experienced while you were there. But take lots of pictures. That'll help you. That'll help you remember. So anyway, that is this episode of A Scott in the Dark. Once again, if you have any comments or suggestions or even criticisms, you can go ahead and contact me. I am very easy to find. You can either email me at ascottinthedark@gmail.com, or there is a comment section on my very basic, simplistic website called ascottinthedark.com, or you can find me on Facebook, which is probably where I'm most active. There is a special group for A Scott in the Dark. If you just search A Scott in the Dark, you will find the group. Please join it. I'll be happy to let you in, or one of the other members will be happy to let you in. And we can continue to keep our open conversations going. And so hopefully I'll get another episode out here shortly. I already have a couple of ideas. And I'm toying around with the idea of bringing in a friend of mine and having a special guest. I know I'm so arrogant, I never let anybody else talk. Well, that's because I'm the only one here. Occasionally you'll hear my dog bark in the background, but that's about it. But, so we'll see. Hopefully I'll get stuff done, and we'll get some more information coming out very shortly. But until it's time for the next episode, please, rest in peace.